Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipopo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwordspodcast.com. Today I'll be sharing on a pattern for all to see, the long suffering of the Lord. There is an account in the Bible about a man called Saul. There was a time in his life when he did so much harm and was the cause of persecution to Christians. Around the same time, there was a disciple called Stephen, full of faith and the Holy Ghost, and did great wonders and miracles among the people. This same Stephen was eventually stoned and killed. Saul was a witness to Stephen's killing. This can be found in Acts verses chapter 6 and 7. Saul continued to make havoc of the church, entering into every house and committing men and women to prison until he met Jesus on the way to Damascus. Acts 9 verses 3 to 6, and I read, "And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shone around him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And the Lord said to him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." So this was Saul's encounter. After this encounter, Saul became a believer and followed the Lord. This same Saul, known as Paul, ended up being a chosen vessel for the Lord. He wrote 13 books of the New Testament. These include the book of Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and a number of other books in the New Testament. So why could Paul do that? Because he met Jesus and became a new creation in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, "Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Romans 10, verse 13. Let's see what Paul had to say about this. 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 to 16. And I read, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled me, that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." Did you notice verse 16? For the sake of emphasis, I'll read it again. "Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." In other words, Paul was a pattern for all to see, the long suffering of the Lord. As this is a pattern, as the Bible clearly states, what can we learn from this pattern? 2 Timothy 3 verse 9, and I read, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance." Firstly, if you don't know the Lord yet, the long suffering of the Lord is towards you. Today is the day of salvation. Don't leave it until tomorrow. Perhaps it's time to make a decision for the Lord today by asking Jesus Christ to come into your life. If you're already a believer, what can we learn from this pattern? We have been given the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18. We need to tell people what Jesus has done for them, and he's waiting for their response. So my short exhortation today is this: we are to go into the world, your world and my world, and share the good news. Could it be that that person that is in your life has a great destiny? As we can see from Saul, now known as Paul, nobody is beyond the mercy of God. He died for all. Jesus Christ died for all. His sacrifice was for all men. Let us see those around us that don't know the Lord yet, yet another person the Lord is patiently waiting for. And if you don't know Jesus, once again, Why don't you invite Jesus Christ into your heart today? In closing, I will read 1 Timothy 2 verse 4, and I read, "Who have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth." If the Lord did it for Saul, he can do it for you. If the Lord did it for Saul, he can do it for those around us. Thanks for listening.